Death in the Woods by Sherwood Anderson. 1. She was an old woman and lived on a farm near the town in which I lived. All country and small town people have such old women, but no one knows much about them. Such an old woman comes into town driving an old worn-out horse, or she comes afoot carrying a basket. She may own a few hens and have eggs to sell. She brings them in a basket and takes them to a grocer. There she trades them in. She gets some salt pork and some beans. Then she gets a pound or two of sugar and some flour. Afterwards, she goes to the butcher's and asks for some dog meat. She may spend 10 or 15 cents. But when she does, she asks for something. Formerly, the butchers gave liver to anyone who wanted to carry it away. In our family, we were always having it. Once one of my brothers got a whole cow's liver at the slaughterhouse near the fairgrounds in our town. We had it until we were sick of it. It never cost a cent. I have hated the thought of it ever since. The old farm woman got some liver and a soup bone. She never visited with anyone, and as soon as she got what she wanted, she lit out for home. It made quite a load for such an old body. No one gave her a lift. People drive right down a road and never notice an old woman like that. There was such an old woman who used to come into town past our house one summer and fall when I was a young boy and was sick with what was called inflammatory rheumatism. She went home later carrying a heavy pack on her back. Two or three large, gaunt-looking dogs followed at her heels. The old woman was nothing special. She was one of the nameless ones that hardly anyone knows. But she got into my thoughts. I have just suddenly now, after all these years, remembered her and what happened. It is a story. Her name was Grimes, and she lived with her husband and son in a small, unpainted house on the bank of a small creek 4 miles from town. The husband and son were a tough lot. Although the son was but 21, he had already served a term in jail. It was whispered about that the woman's husband stole horses and ran them off to some other county. Now and then, when a horse turned up missing, the man had also disappeared. No one ever caught him. Once, when I was loafing at Tom Whitehead's livery barn, the man came there and sat on the bench in front. Two or three other men were there, but no one spoke to him. He sat for a few minutes and then got up and went away. When he was leaving, he turned around and stared at the men. There was a look of defiance in his eyes. "Well, I've tried to be friendly. You don't want to talk to me. It has been so wherever I've gone in this town. If, someday, one of your fine horses turns up missing, well, then what?" He did not say anything, actually. "I'd like to bust one of you in the jaw," was about what his eyes said. I remember how the look in his eyes made me shiver. The old man belonged to a family that had money once. His name was Jake Grimes. It all comes back clearly now. His father, John Grimes, had owned a sawmill when the county was new and had made money. Then he got to drinking and running after women. When he died, there wasn't much left. Jake blew the rest. Pretty soon there wasn't any more lumber to cut, and his land was nearly all gone. He got his wife off a German farmer, for whom he went to work one June day in the wheat harvest. She was a young thing then, and scared to death. You see, the farmer was up to something with the girl. She was, I think, a bound girl, and his wife had her suspicions. She took it out on the girl when the man wasn't around. Then, when the wife had to go off to town for supplies, the farmer got after her. She told young Jake that nothing really ever happened, but he didn't know whether to believe it or not. He got her pretty easy himself, the first time he was out with her. He wouldn't have married her if the German farmer hadn't tried to tell him where to get off. He got her to go riding with him in his buggy one night when he was threshing on the place, and then he came for her the next Sunday night. She managed to get out of the house without her employer seeing. But when she was getting into the buggy, he showed up. It was almost dark, and he just popped up suddenly at the horse's head. He grabbed the horse by the bridle, and Jake got